First up on the, we'll do a roll call of who's present. Doug Muller.
Ron Newman.
Brian Caperton.
Devin Huff.
Rick Zegenfuss.
And our audience.
Jason Simmons, Grand Valley Engineering.
Travis Heyer with HDR.
Okay. First item of our agenda would be approval of old minutes.
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. A discussion. Vote those in favor.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion would carry. Next on the agenda, old business. Anyone have anything they feel like would fall under old business we need to discuss?
Well, I have an item I'd like to at least toss up for consideration. It is kind of old new business, kind of like we do at the end of the year, every year. That list of some 40 plus projects we've got, I think annually we're obligated to retake a look at those at the end of the year and the beginning of the new year to see which ones can come off the list, which ones might need to be modified, any accomplishments. Hopefully there are a few accomplishments we had in this past year. So I would suggest that if we have funding to do that with, have Travis modify the chart again, get it updated for our next meeting based upon progress made. And it might suggest, and this might be a matter for discussion too, Mr. Chairman, is to think about projects. I know several years ago when we formulated this 44 project list, we brainstormed each one of the districts to come up with, you know, time changes things. And some of these things may have even been alleviated where they self-correct and we could take them off of it. But there's some new ones that have come up. So I would suggest that we may want to challenge everybody to survey their districts, of the seven districts, and come back in January with a proposed list to discuss of projects that may have arisen, new ones, especially new ones that are a traffic problem or something like that. So that's food for thought. That's a recommendation or a suggestion to think about putting together for the next year.
Yeah, I think that would be a very good idea.
If you have time, you might be one suggestion. Maybe it would be to send out just a letter to all the seven districts, the members of the board, so that they fill it in and send it back to you. You know, so we have something in front of us for sure at the next meeting. That's a suggestion. Fortunately, we're getting overwhelmed with a lot of new projects on Country Boulevard 76, which is deep in the heart of Texas and deep in the heart of the city of Branson. But the traffic congestions are being multiplied by a factor of two over the progress made. And so maybe some of that area in particular would float some proposed projects to look at too.
Yeah, I would have, well, I was hoping Keith would be able to make, because I would assume that some of that's gonna, it's definitely gonna, well, their hope will be it'll make some changes to the traffic, I would assume.
Well, yeah, I think I'd reinforce having that list sent out, a letter asking for status on major projects and any new bottlenecks that are gonna be addressed over the next couple of years so we get it on the list. So that everybody knows that the projects are ongoing and we can all weigh in on them and evaluate them as they progress on them as they go along. And that goes over to Keith, and he'll see that and hopefully.
Keith is a good point. I'm glad Keith's name came up. When was the last meeting Keith came to? Ever? One. I know he's been to one.
He emailed me today and I thought he'd be here.
I know. I saw the email traffic. We need to reach out to Keith and say, look, if you're going to come to these things, then you come to them. If you're not, because this idea about we're busy, none of the rest of us have anything to do. We just have all the time in the world to be here. And Keith's busy. Dog bites you once, dog's fault. Twice?
Right, right.
Okay, just saying. It's time, boys.
Well, I've heard that they're maybe getting a new chief engineer over there, so.
We don't wait.
But he'd be the optimum one to add to the list, because he'd have the same responsibility that David used to have, you know, for projects and so forth.
Well, when he comes on board, they can nominate him. But in the meantime, we need somebody to show up from over there.
I agree.
Awful lot of stuff going on over there that would be nice to have, yeah.
Maybe this letter asking for projects for the first of the year would help generate some response to that, too. Somebody's got to respond to that.
I think this might just need to be a call offline and say, look, you know.
That may be helpful also.
That I just think needs to happen. I'm not opposed to me doing that. Devin, it'd probably be a little better to see it coming from you, because I don't want to be the Hollister. Yeah, Branson, if I don't have to, but I will if I have to.
Well, no, it's the consensus of the board. We need strong participation from Branson.
And not showing up is not an option anymore. I mean, most public sector boards, if you don't show up for three times, you're gone. And I don't know, as kicking somebody off is preferable to letting them excuse themselves and we'll replace them. This is no good, because we talk about their stuff all the time and they're not here. And it's the same way at Partners. David Miller was a pretty good attendee at Partners. There's nobody from Branson. And Ed Akers, the mayor, comes. Maybe he needs to be the representative. I don't know. But we need to do something about that. So, for whatever that's worth.
Concur.
Yeah, they definitely need someone who's going to be able to.
This idea about we have to have these Zoom meetings to have a meeting, it's 20 minutes over here for either one of us. 20 minutes isn't going to make. It takes me 20 minutes to get a Zoom meeting to work. So it's just easier to come over here.
Yeah.
Rick, did you find out any more on some of the Amazon locations? Side the one up there, Republic?
That's the only one, but I did find out that Amazon stuff, even though it was publicly announced that they were looking for places, this has been in the works for over a year. So it's already done deal. The other thing that we heard from, and Ron knows this in spades, rail. Amazon's not coming without rail.
You mentioned Amazon. We may want to loop them into this transload facility.
That would be a sponsor. If we had this expressway, and we had that close proximity to that rail,
made to order.
And you heard Steve from the Pattern Works. He just really interested in rail because they're customers and. So we have plenty of customers, Menards, we have the quarries, all of them. We have a lot of customers. If we can just, we need the expressway. We get the expressway, there'll be one more link in there, but it'll be a heck of a lot easier to get that link than it will be to get the expressway.
I wonder if they would be willing to contribute to the expressway or just the transload area.
You know, I don't know the answer to that, but I think we're going to be a lot better off with the next steps that you're going through on getting right away and getting commitments and doing some things. We get that, then we have something to work with.
Yeah. What if we crafted a letter over one of the commissioner's signature to Amazon, and Amazon, and let them know what's going on down there in that area?
Well, they announced Republic. That's the regional. So there's not going to be another one here.
Well,
Victorian Heart alone.
Victorian Heart would move the needle a lot. And Victorian Heart has Amazon connections. They're an Amazon Prime provider, and they have some of their suppliers that said they'll co-locate at Kirbyville if we get this connection, but they're not going to do it until, because 40 tractor trailers a week through Branson Landing or through downtown Hollister, St. James Street is not good.
Our Republic doesn't necessarily serve the northwestern Arkansas area. There's room for more, in my opinion, because there's transload centers popping up all over the United States.
Well, the transload centers, there's room for. It's the Amazon distribution center. There won't be another one of those.
Right, no, that's probably larger than what we're talking about. Yeah. But they may be interested in supporting or participating.
Oh, Ken Klein's our connection there. We already have the Amazon connection. We don't have to worry about that. And he is on board in spades. And we got, we're kind of wandering here a little bit, but that improvement out in front of his place and Kirbyville Schools and all that, where does that stand?
MoDOT's hands.
Of course.
Giving the yay.
Right my sidewalk, the MoDOT's hands. Water parks getting ready to berserk. I mean, spending time with them, they want to.
Before all the COVID had hit, we had met with them, and Ken Klein had came up also and met with them, and it was going in the direction it should have, and then everything here hit. I mean, we kind of had to go up the ranks a little bit, but it was definitely looking our direction.
The further up the ranks we went, the more. Ever
yeah.
They recognize the need. None of them want to be on the news if there's a school bus accident. Nobody does. So they recognize the need there, and they recognize the people who want to work together. And then once COVID hit, they all went home. And basically, Jeff City up said, "Don't commit to anything." Just kind of a command that we were, for the most part, following. If you see much different, but. Don't commit to anything you don't have to.
We narrowed it down to under 100 grand if we did the work and they provided the material, where it was going to be like half a mil the other way around.
Well, we get that improvement right there, and then we get the expressway going. Then your Amazon connection is already said they're ready to come, but they aren't going to do it unless we do that. So the ball's in our court. It's really not in Amazon's court. And, of course, Buddy Roberts had checked in with me and some others about what are we going to do about finding Amazon. Well, when I checked into it and went through the regional stuff, I found out Amazon had already done shopping. They just announced that they were going to do regional centers. So that part of it, the center, the distribution center, but does that mean we won't have an Amazon connection? No, we'll have an Amazon connection with Ken Klein. That's the one. And there's a lot of front-end work that he's already been through to get qualified to be an Amazon Prime provider and a two-hour delivery guy and all of that jazz. And he's already that. But
what does it? What does he do now? Connect to the airport and then fly it out or what?
No. A lot of his stuff is truck. And they just come in sea land containers. A lot of his stuff comes from Asia on sea transport and then it's trucked, but a lot of sea land vans go rail too to Kansas City,
right. and it'll be a whole lot easier from the ocean to here on a sitting on a, a thousand of them sitting on a train as opposed to a thousand trucks driving down the interstate.
It's a lot cheaper.
Yep, it would definitely make more sense.
And then a short haul is a transport up.
Yeah.
From the freight transfer station. Transfer
you just boat. Have a shuttle service instead of sending trucks all the way across all over the United States.
So those would just be day trucks, and they could make 5 trips a day and picking up containers. So, I mean, it could work. Airports the same way. A lot of stuff, we could have air maintenance. But all that stuff comes on rails. Airframes, jet engines, all that stuff comes on rail. And unless you can receive containers off the rail, you can't do this. And if we're going to have to drive to Northwest Arkansas to get it off the rail, they might as well have the dang business. And that's what happens. So rail's a big deal. And we just need to keep butt. We have to be able to connect to it. Going down through Downey Street or going down through Esplanade by City Hall isn't a good option to connect to it. So And if we screw this up, we're going to get a, at some point, we're going to get a direct path to get